मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरस्तुते गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो भक्त्याविहीनाय अपराध चित्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमय कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वन्दे नमस्ते शरणं।
They all understand English? Oh. Oh, too much rain?
Rain, yes. Like,
Then you should. Some pastimes of Krishna Leela. What pastime? One? Krishna and Baldev Prabhu were grazing cows very near to Madhuban. It was about midday. Today all the boys were, cowherds were somewhat hungry because the prasadam which their mothers sent to them, it was not received to them. It went to Bhandirvan by any
misunderstanding.
Yashoda Maya and others thought that Krishna has gone to Bhandirvan, but actually they were not in Bhandirvan. Today they were near Madhuban. So today they were hungry. Also all the cowherd boys, Dam, Sidam, Sudam, Vasudam, So Krishna, Lavanga, Arjun, where is what? Where is Govinda Bhagat? All the cowherd boys, those who will not understand, they can may stand up their hand. For them, we can translate. Or after, in the last.
They don't understand. Afterwards, they can.
So, they began to tell Krishna and Baladeva Prabhu, O Krishna, O Kanaya, O Baladev Prabhu, we are so much hungry. You have killed so many demons. But you cannot kill this demon in our stomach. We want that you should satisfy our stomach. We are here feeling a scent of matured palm fruit. Do you know palm fruit? Here also in palm trees, beautiful, very good scent, sweet scent. From you can have a scent of the ripened fruits from a long distance. So they were feeling it, that anywhere there is a forest of palm trees, and now it is the season of ripening them, and it is coming on. Very near to Madhuban, at that time there was a forest that was called Talban, forest of palm trees, very dense, and it was controlled by Kans. Anyone of Braja, any gop, any gopi, cowherd boy, they cannot go, they could not go to that forest. It was strictly prohibited by the king Kans. Only his persons can go there, and they can send so much fruits to Kans Maharaj. Only Kans and his associates will
test
it. Anyone has no right to enter. Passport and visa may be at they want it. Without this, anyone cannot enter. So they were requesting Krishna and Baldev that they should be merciful to take them there and to give this palm fruit. Baldev Prabhu began to walk. सबसे आगे
इन
फ्रंट एंड हिज लीडरशिप हेडेड बाय बलदेव प्रभु ऑल बिगन टू वॉक टुवर्ड्स दिस इन द लास्ट यू शुड नॉट बी वरी इन द लास्ट दे रीच देयर एंड दे सॉ सो मेनी डंकीज headed by a very big donkey named Dhenukasu. His name was Dhenu, friend of Kansa. He was main god of that forest, that anyone cannot come. So his wife, so many wives, hundreds of thousands of wives, and so many children, all were there, and they came loudly, collectively, doing sweet voices as asses do.
Yeah.
In this country there are asses? No?
Donkey here in this country?
No donkeys. Oh. Then you are so fortunate. But yet some are
donkeys.
So they came and they wanted to kill Krishna and Baldev. Baldev Prabhu took a tray and he stepped it, and at once so many fruits
came down
and there was a shabd
sound
of dhap dhap. Almost all the earth was covered with
palm fruit.
Then he heard that sound, Dhenukasura demon, and attacked them, Krishna and Baldev. But Baldev Prabhu and Krishna took their
hind legs.
And doing so, and they throw out on the tree. Then trees, first tree fell down. On the second by third to fourth, and thus whole forest was like this, and whole earth was covered with roads also. In the meantime, that Dhenukasura attacked Baldev Prabhu and Krishna. Baldev Prabhu took and his all other associates all were killed. Also blood was also earth was covered with these bloods of all deities. So many were killed. And some were flied away. Two cons, they ran away. To give this
information.
So the boys were there, but all the fruits were covered by all the mixed with blood and stools of dentists. So they become very impure. And thus, by head they did not taste anyone. So almost all were killed there. And some of them they ran away. Here Baldev Prabhu is Gurudev. So in the headed by Baldev Prabhu, or in the guidance of Gurudev, Akhanda Guru Tattva Baldev Prabhu, all kinds of demons which are in our heart, they can be
removed.
Otherwise not. Here, Dhenukasura, that donkey, was killed. Who killed Baldev Prabhu? And for others, Krishna killed. Gurudev always takes all the ignorance of all the jivas who surrendered themselves in the lotus feet of Gurudev. All bona fide Gurudev are manifestation of Baldev Prabhu or Nityananda Prabhu. So if we surrender ourselves in the lotus feet of any bona fide Guru who is the manifestation of Nityananda Prabhu or Baldev Prabhu, then Baldev Prabhu at once will come and help us, and he will destroy all kinds of
ignorance.
Dhenukasura embodiment of
ignorance.
What is that ignorance? What is that ignorance? We don't know that we are part and parcel of Krishna. We are eternal servant of Krishna. This ignorance is also Dhenukasura. There are so many other things the specialty of these ashes. Ignorance. What is that? A dainty is used in India. Anyone can give him some food, some grass, even dry grass, not given in the night after work, taking work services from dentists. They will set free dentists. Their front leg will be tightened with lost
hind leg.
Why? So that he cannot run so much and walk. He will be nearer to
the owner.
They want that they should be always controlled by us, they should not go anywhere without my order. Why? Then they will be free and fair. They will have more grasses, more love and affection. They will fly away. They will run away. So they must be controlled by me. So that in the morning I will take again their services. Understand? The house owner, the owner of the ass, this donkey, thinks that if I will set free, then they can run so far away and they will be out of our control, and anyone else will take these donkeys and they will take their services free. And we will be deprived of that. Donkeys have no common sense that this is my own master, this is my own master, this is. And they cannot think even that what is good and bad. So, they are controlling. But we are human person. We are intelligent enough to see and to judge what is good and better. Not like donkeys. The donkeys have no common sense to know that what is good and bad for me. Because they see, the owner sees that if I will set free and they will go other places, then they will be controlled by others. And thus my service will not be done. I will have no service from them. What donkey does? Owner does not give anything, but sets free. In hot days, when all the grasses are dry, no green grasses are there, then it becomes so fat. And when in the rainy season, when grasses are so much everywhere, full of grass, he becomes
lean
and thin. Why? Because he is foolish. In hot season, he shows that, here is not grass, so I should go further. And when he goes there, he sees that there is no grass here, then goes there. So mile and mile he can go. And he says, I have grazed so much, so distance of grasses of so distance. So my stomach is full. But in
rainy season,
when grasses are so much
abundant,
here, there, the donkey takes, and in a very little place, a small place, he is satisfied, and then he sees that, I have come only 1 yard, and whole day I have nothing taken. And so he becomes lean and thin. This is the symptoms of
ignorance
that ass, donkey. Also, one thing more. When he sees any lady donkey, she follows. He never sees that he is my husband, he is my wife. And Miss Donkey, he will see, he will
run after her.
I am crying instead of calling. And he will follow. And see Donkey, he will give him so much respect and presentation. For she will kick him by
hind leg.
And
she happily takes it, tolerate, but never give up to follow this agency. Always beaten, but never taking any lesson because he is foolish. So, those who don't know that we are eternal service of Krishna, they have no faith in this. Living this his own owner, he is going here and there, kicked by so much this maya, illusory maya, but he has no intelligence, common sense to serve Krishna. The owner gets so much love, so much heavy
load
on him. First thing, all rotten, dirty clothes of all persons. And that is take it to
a river
and they wash. And again they keep it on the back in the evening. And sometimes, but he cannot anything himself wears all the clothes. He cannot use any. So beautiful, precious clothes are there. But he cannot use any of these things. In hilly countries, where there are so many hills, any car or any truck, any cart cannot go there. So, rice,
sugar,
ghee, so many delicious things are kept on the back of these donkeys. And very easily they can catch. But they cannot taste anything. And doing so, by hunters they are beaten also. But they will be of that their owners only. And owner will not give up them certainly. So this is ignorance. Those who cannot think, they cannot use their mental
intelligence,
that what is good, what is bad, what is pure Harikatha, where you should associate, who are qualified Vaishnava, they cannot judge these things. And they will follow only blindly here and there. They are like donkeys. So Baldev Prabhu removes this. Those who are sincere, not false. And then he makes a platform for the service of Krishna. Then Talban, without all these things, donkeys, it became a platform of Krishna service. Baldev Prabhu always lives there and he serves Krishna. So he played this last time. So we should take some lesson from this. Those who are not serving, who have no intelligence to think, I have left for my home, my society, everything for the service of Krishna. But no intelligence they have to judge where I will have association of bona fide Vaishnava. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Kaya, Law Matra Sadhu Sangha is Sarva Siddhi. In Shastra it has been told that if anyone have association for a moment, he will be totally changed. And he will be bona fide Vaishnava. In all Shastras it has been told, go to Sadhu Sangha, go to qualified Vaishnava. I think that in 1,000 places Swamiji has written that go to bona fide Vaishnava. Never he can tell that don't go to bona fide Vaishnava. In Vaishnavism there is no caste and creed and wall and all these things. We are only serving for the mission, that mission given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Same mission, love and affection. To control is not love and affection. Any acharyas have not done. They have nothing to control here. So, anyone in this line is free to think this, where I will go and I will have satasanga, bona fide Vaishnava association, so that I may develop. If high classes of Vaishnava association is not there, we cannot develop our Krishna consciousness, never. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, everywhere, in Upanishads, in Purans, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the books of Gaudiya Vaishnava, everywhere. Satang prasangam mama virya sambhido bhavantarita karnara sayana katha tajyo sanatayasu apabarga vatmani sadharati bhakti anukramitya. You can explain this.
Satam prasangan mama virya sambhido Bhavanti hrit karana rasayana katha. This is spoken in Srimad Bhagavatam, that in the association of the satam, of the saintly persons, of the sadhus, the hearing prasanga mama virya samvido, that one will hear the beautiful narrations of the pastimes of Sri Krishna, which are all powerful. These pastimes exhibit Sri Krishna's wonderful potencies. All of his opulences are exhibited in these leelas, in these pastimes. And in the association of such sadhus, the wonderful narrations will become very, very pleasing to the heart. Bhavanti hrit karana rasayana katha. It is like rasayana, like a tonic, a beautiful soothing tonic for the heart, very pleasing to the ear. Bhavanti hrit karana rasayana katha. Tajjoshanat ashu apavarga vartamani. And through this association of the sadhus, we will have the chance, the opportunity to become liberated from this pavarga, this material existence. Apavarga. We will become liberated from the condition of repeated birth and death in this world, and sradha ratir bhaktir anu kramishyati. And through this also, all stages of elevation in bhakti will be obtained, beginning with sradha and coming to the stage of rati and bhav, and finally attaining prem bhakti. This is the effect of the association of actual sadhus, satam. Without this sadhu sangha, it is impossible to come to this level. So therefore, as Gurudev said, sadhu sangha sarva shastrikoi. All of the shastras, all of the Vedas, they are all saying, they are crying out, associate with sadhu, associate with sadhu. Because even by a very small amount of this association, even lava matra, even a very tiny fraction of a moment of such association with the proper consciousness, then so much benefit can be derived, it is not possible to actually estimate that benefit. But the only necessity is that the bhakta, the sadhaka, must approach the sadhu with the proper state of mind. The proper mentality must be there. If it is not there, the effect also cannot come. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is explaining how one must approach sadhu. One must come to the sadhu, and he must do three things. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. He must have, first of all, pranipat. He must surrender to the sadhu, that I am completely fallen, I have no qualification, and I am coming to you to obtain my permanent benefit, my eternal benefit. So I am fully surrendering to you with full confidence and full faith that you can give this to me. Pranipatena, pariprasnena sevaya. Then there must be an attitude of submissive inquiry. If it is not submissive, then it is not the proper manner of inquiring. One cannot simply come to the sadhu and expect so much information, like he is encyclopedia, that I want to know this fact and that fact, simply asking for some gyan. No. It is not like in university, you're approaching university professor. Approaching the sadhu means that you are giving your heart on a platter to the sadhu. Now you take my heart and you purify me. So the inquiry from the sadhu must be in this mood of very great submission. Pariprasna. And, yes, and without the next quality also, you will not be able to develop this mood of submission. There must be seva. Sevaya. In the mood of serving the sadhu, giving him all types of services to please the sadhu, then by his mercy and by his blessings, then all perfection can be attained. Therefore, yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado, yasya prasada na gati utopi. By his prasad, by his mercy, one can obtain the mercy of Bhagavan. And without that mercy, it is not possible. Na gati utopi. It is impossible to determine the absolute goal without the mercy of the sadhu.
Also, in Srimad Bhagavat it has been told. Perhaps you know this sloka. Nivetta tarsai upagiyamana pausadhatrotri manobhiramat ka uttam sloka gunanubadat virajyet vina pasugnat. You know? You know? Who knows? Nivetta tarsai upagiyamana. You know? This sutta. Haripriya is here?
Yes.
Can you tell? Bahut achha. Mukhbal. Are mukhtata bolo ji haan ya nahi?
Haan.
Ye kaho. Ta sharir hilata hai. Pura. Haan bolo.
Nivetta tarsai upagiyamana. Bhava saura chatra mano virama kautama sloka gunanu vada kuman virajye dinapa sugnas. This sloka Srimad Bhagavatam nidritta tarsai upagiyo mana.
Parikshit Maharaj is telling to Sukadeva Goswami.
Yes.
What he is telling?
Nidritta tarsai upagiyo mana bhava saura chatra mano virama. Yes. Hari katha. Who will hear Harikatha, then Nibhita Tarsai, his all quench, all thoughts will be subsided. Which kind of thoughts, the material thoughts which he has, it will be subsided. How? How will
thoughts be subsided?
How thoughts will be
quenched? Has been subsided. Nibhita Tarsai, a person, a devotee whose all kinds of worldly desires have gone away. He has no
material
desire. Even for mukti, liberation and all these things. Such a qualified person is qualified to tell Harikatha. And this Harikatha will be what?
Bhava Saudashakta Manovirama. It is a medicine for Bhava Rog. Bhava Rog means endless ocean of birth and death. And Manovirama, it will be very useful for mind. Bhava Saudashakta is for mind and ear, both. It is only good for ear, it may not be helpful for mind or heart. Your mind means heart. It just like you hear so many mundane words, it looks like very good, very tasty, we want to hear like Gamma Katha, but it will not be helpful for advancing spiritual life. But if we
all
hear Hari Katha,
medicines of this world seems somewhat bitter. But this medicine, the Harikatha by such a qualified person, not bitter, very sweet,
delicious.
And also, when it will be taken by jihva, it is very tasteful. That is, what is the tongue of Harikatha?
Ear.
A very beautiful and sweet, delicious past tense of Krishna. It will come through
ear.
And also, it will be very, very tasteful in heart also. All medicines will become so bitter, sometimes sugar-coated, because all the medicines are bitter. But this is nothing to sugar-coated. Not bitter, very delicious, like more than amrita, nectar. Those who will not hear this Harikatha, what they are?
Kaustama sloka gunanu vadat viman vina vidajyet puman vidajyet vina pasunar. Who will be defeated? Who will be Puman Vidajyet Vina Pasugnat? Kaustama Sloka Gunanu Vadat. Who will not discuss or who will not hear this Harikatha? Who? With Pasugnat. Pasugnat means like hunter, butcher. Yes. Because they have no mercy for living entities, so they can kill anyone. So if we not hear Harikatha, not destroy Harikatha, we are killer of our own soul. Here Pasugnat means who kill his own soul. How? If anyone not hear Harikatha, if anyone not surrender himself lotus feet of any bona fide Guru and Vaishnava, they are like butchers. So who will be so unfortunate, who will be far away from this Harikatha, they are like butchers.
Here, Srila Parikshit Maharaj, that really you are a very qualified doctor of birth and death. This is the most high class of disease.
Most serious.
It is very hard to be cured. Very rare doctors in world, like Sukadeva Goswami. So if anyone is not hearing the pastimes of Krishna by the mouth of
pure devotee
like Sukadeva Goswami, those persons are like butchers. Why? Because they don't want to take that medicine. They neglect that Harikatha. So those who are neglecting these kinds of Harikatha, high classes of Katha, surely they are like butchers. They are butchers for others and himself, both. They are slaughtering their killing their own soul also. And others also, oh, don't go, don't hear. So they are like this. Also, so many times also it has been said, what? Sokumoy bhomoy moha.
Tasmin
maharitav. Tasmin man mokharita mudavush charitra piyush ases parita sarita samanti. Taje pivanti karna. Here also, Sukadeva Goswami is telling. Always try to hear Harikatha from bona fide Vaishnavas. If you have chance, and if you have not chance, then don't go to
pseudo-devotees.
Sajya, Sakibhei, Maya, Bhadi, and those who are ignorant of all things. Try to go attend their classes. It has been told, Abhaisna mukho udgiranam putam hari katham tam shaunam naiva kartabhyam sarko sthish jathapaya. The harikatha is always like amrita. It gives life to dead body also. So it is. But if like a milk, a glass of milk or milk is tested by any serpent, very poisonous, we should not take it, otherwise we will die. So Harikatha is okay, more than powerful than amrita, nectar. But this Harikatha we should not hear from any unbona fide, otherwise we will die by paramarthik harikatha. Paramarthik.
Spiritually
we will die. So everywhere it has been told, you should go to bona fide Vaishnava. Harikatha is coming automatically by their mouth. Like a endless
flow.
Always. And those who will go and sink in this current, they will be pure forever. There, this worldly desire, eating anything, drinking anything, all kinds of sorrow, suffering, all will go away by hearing all these katha. So who will be there? Not hear all these katha? So try to hear. If any bona fide Vaishnava comes and you are fortunate to hear, then you should try to hear all. Parikshit Maharaj was hearing from the mouth of there were about more than 88,000 of persons there. There are not only Shishya of Sukadeva Goswami. Any one of them were not the Shishya of disciple of Bhagavad. Why? Because he never had any disciple, not initiated. But whole world knows that he is my Gurudev. So bona fide Vaishnava, who has controlled his senses, especially six kinds of and he is certainly a bona fide guru. Whether he gives initiation or not, like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, like Jiva Goswami, all other Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj, they have never tried to make any disciple, but they are all Jagat Guru. Like Bhakti Vinod Thakur, like Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. We should try to go to them and to hear Harikatha from them. Then we can improve our Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, we will die. So all went to Sukadeva Goswami, even his father, Vyasdev, went there. Even the guru of Vyasdev, Narada Rishi, went there to hear Adhikata from Sukadeva Goswami, though he was a boy of only 16 years. And he was quite naked, because he had no any requirement, worldly, all these things. Vyas has wife, but he has no wife. He was not married at all. Vyasdev used to take his langoti,